It's more than an hour past sunset, and four cars are parked in the lot by Whitecrest Beach in Wellfleet. One at a time, their headlights turn on, creating a circle of light for dancers to weave in and out of. An audience of around 40 people follows the dancers to watch them move to music coming from the car stereos. The dance they're performing is called Wash Ashore, and it's part of a six-day festival in Wellfleet this week called Fleet Moves. According to Preservation Hall's Janet Lesniak, the Fleet Move dancers are doing something special, something very different than your typical dance performance or recital.
What's lovely about this dance festival is it's really about movement as opposed to dance in the formal way that people think of it.
Unlike traditional dance performances that take place on a stage, many of the dances in Fleet Moves occur outside in regular places, like parking lots, beaches, and a skateboard park. Some of the dancers make use of natural sounds like waves or ship bells to guide their movement, and several dances require audience participation. The festival directors are Zina Biebler and Katie Shetlick. Biebler says that non-traditional performances such as these can help expose the ways in which movement pervades daily life.
We try to expand dance from beyond consuming it on a stage, paying for your ticket, watching it on the stage, and then leaving, but to be able to have conversations about dance and share a way of looking at things or a way of experiencing things. I think that's something that we're interested in a much broader sense.
Biebler and Shetlick also are interested in how dance can affect one's sense of place. And there are few places in the world like Wellfleet.
A huge formative question that we're asking is, what can dance help us to see about a place that some people might know very well, but maybe seeing a performance on Uncle Tim's Bridge might offer a new lens through which to see that familiar site.
The festival was started last year in response to a survey run by the Wellfleet Cultural Council that revealed a strong community desire for more dance programming. So, Lesniak reached out to Biebler and Shetlick. Shetlick says their shared interest in the connection between dance and place led them to draw upon the town of Wellfleet as a central source of inspiration for the festival.
So we thought, well, what if we made a festival for a town, thinking about its history, its culture, the landscape that's already there?
Having spent many summers in Wellfleet, Biebler helped the other, mostly New York-based dancers connect to the community.
Katie and I did a lot of legwork gathering locations that we thought might be nice for dancers to work in. We would take seeds of what the dancers were interested in, and we'd say, hey, did you hear about this legend or this store or this person that you might want to know more about before you construct your dance?
Lesniak says that so far, attendance has doubled what it was last year.
This morning, it was actually really sweet to see about 18 little girls lined up for the children's ballet class this morning. We had a very full class for the adult class as well. And when I looked to see who was here, it was local residents as well as visitors coming together around dance and movement. It was really just lovely to see.
Lesniak hopes that not only will the festival become an annual event, but that some of the classes will continue throughout the year, keeping Wellfleet moving even after the Fleet Movers move on. For WCAI, I'm Sally Mars.